Ho, ho, ho. It's our annual Slay Days sale, and I am so excited. Starting November 24th and running through December 1st. All the gear at RoleModelsWanted.com is 25% off. That's R-O-L-L, role like jujitsu, obviously, RoleModelsWanted.com. You can use the code SLAYDAYS25 for 25% off all of the gear on the site. That's sleigh as in Santa sleigh, SLEIGHDAYS 25. That gets you 25% off all the gear on the site. Looking to come to one of our camps? We've got our passing camp, April 24th through the 26th, and our indie base camp, which is our women's only grappling camp in July, July 10th through the 12th. And during this sale, November 24th through December 1st, you can get $75 off camp. Use the code NICELIST75 for $75 off of either or both of those camps. Again, NICELIST75, because obviously you are on the nice list.
It's holiday gift buying time. Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a purple belt feeling kind of meh about jujitsu, but always excited about gifts and the holiday season.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu black belt. I forgot what I was. Obsessed with jujitsu still. And I think getting like back into being a little more obsessed. So that's fun. So we're going the opposite. Maybe I took some of yours. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You can have it all.
That won't make for a very good podcast. but yeah, that's the thing. And the Christmas gifts. Yeah, gifts are one of my five love languages. I think I have them all.
I think you do.
I do. I really do. Yeah. I try to show people love in all of them, and I receive love in all of them. It's true. but yeah, when I listen to other people's podcasts around this time of the year, they're always doing different, like, your favorite gift under $50 or, you know, stuff like that. And I love those kinds of episodes. So I'm excited to be doing one for jujitsu people.
Okay. I'm glad you're excited. You have all the excitement, all the joy.
Excellent.
Okay.
I am wearing a Christmas shirt under my role model shirt.
Of course you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just in case you weren't sure.
It's always there.
From about November 1st till December 31st, I am wearing Christmas clothes, and I wouldn't say I have enough to never duplicate, but it's probably close.
Yay! I will say our house is decorated for the holidays already.
Excellent. Has Beth started making cookies?
No, but that is she's making her list.
Excellent.
Yeah. That's a list I want to be on.
I know. It's really one of the worst things about being gluten-free now is I never get Beth's snickerdoodles anymore.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. I feel better, so it's okay. But
okay. Well, that's good. That's good.
So have you ever gotten any jujitsu gifts as a present?
Gis. Gotten gis.
Gis are a great gift.
I love a good gi.
Yeah. What kind of gi do you wear?
Fuji.
Same.
For my Fuji booty.
Yep. I told a couple women the other night that I really liked Fuji, but I'm hippie. And they thought like peace, love, and happiness. And I was like, whoa. No, I've just got a big butt. Different hippie.
But also, I still wear like my very first gi. Mm-hmm. I still wear it.
Yeah.
Like it is held up for 7 years now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're almost to my jujitsu anniversary this month.
Yeah, that's right. When is it?
I don't know. It's at the end of the month.
Yeah, we looked it up. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's almost your jujitsu anniversary, which was in 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been a minute.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised I'm still here.
Crazy, right?
Yes.
Thank you, podcast listeners. You have anchored Jen in jujitsu. Yeah. Good. Are there other things that you can think of that would be on your wish list?
I always love a good rash guard too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I wait until camp.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah. And like that is like Christmas summer Christmas.
Yes. Yeah, it's Christmas in July.
It is Christmas in July.
Yeah, like we have a giant display at camp. It's actually 10 tables long, which is ridiculous. But we have everything you need for jujitsu at that camp, yeah, for sure. It's a fun shopping spree.
I think this year I might ask Santa to put some monkey tape in my stocking because I have been taping my fingers more and I go through that stuff.
Yeah, that's a beautiful stocking stuffer.
I think so.
Yeah, I really like that. I used to do, okay, so years ago, we used to do women's only Christmas parties. Mm-hmm. We kind of stopped doing them when we started doing the co-ed Christmas parties.
Yeah.
But we used to do women's only Christmas parties and we would do kind of like a white elephant type gift exchange. And the gift I always brought was like a makeup bag for your gym bag, right? So yeah, it would have tape and nail clippers and mouthwash and, you know, just all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's such a fun idea. Like I put together one for the gym to sell at our holiday sale and it's like $39 worth of stuff and I sell it for $25.
That's great.
But there's only six of them because I only had so many bags. Because they are role model bags. Like they're,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's such a cute, I think that's a fun, it's like full of stocking stuffers. It's like stocking stuffers done.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
You talking about that party also made me think about Epsom salt.
Oh, yes.
That's such a good present.
Yeah. I feel like there was the year that we were all just exchanging bags of Epsom salt.
Which is great.
It is. That's a great gift. I love taking a Epsom salt bath.
I mean, that is the gift that keeps on giving for at least a few baths.
Exactly.
And well, I don't know. Sometimes I think you do just dump the whole bag.
I need 6 pounds today. Yes. Let's be honest. I mean, if I'm cutting weight, that's about what I'm doing is about 6 pounds of it.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how other people feel, but like, I also sometimes like getting like supplement type stuff.
Okay.
Like, yeah. You know, I'm bad at taking my supplements sometimes. And so if somebody else is like, here you go, take this, then I'm like, okay, all right, I'm gonna do that. It's a gift. I don't wanna, you know, like look a gift horse in the mouth. My highest recommendation is creatine.
Okay.
I've been reading a lot of research that I can't recite because I haven't taken enough creatine. I've been reading a lot of research about how it's really good for your brain, not just like your muscles.
Okay.
So I've been trying to take it every day. So I'm recommending Jocko creatine, of course. We love Jocko products.
Mm-hmm.
Full disclosure, they are a camp sponsor. So, you know, they send us some stuff. This time they sent us like some hydrate packs and some pre-workout. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't do a lot of pre-workout, but when I do, you better watch out.
Well, and I love getting their stuff at camp. Like, yeah. Our camp bags feel like a little stocking almost.
It does. It does.
Really There's does. Always really good stuff in there.
I know. We've got fantastic sponsors. Like, yeah. Jocko's been a good sponsor the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Defense Soap has sponsored us since the very beginning.
Yeah. Hold up your little Defense Soap thing there.
Yes. Oh, okay. So I brought to the podcast. They always give us soap. These wipes, also a great stocking stuffer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I wish I would have had these in my bag the last time I went and cross-trained because it was several hours away. And then you're like, oh, now I have to drive home in my own funk.
Yes, yes.
So my recommendation, like truly, when you're going out, when you're going to cross-train anywhere or if you're going to compete,
mm-hmm.
is to start with their foam. So it's like this stuff is amazing. It's a barrier foam. So you just like rub it all over your body before you train.
I might just wear that out into the world.
Stay away from me. I've got barrier foam.
Right.
But I've, like, when I do big tournaments, mm-hmm. I don't know why big ones, because the smaller ones, I don't know if they're washing their mats, but, you know, like, if I'm doing worlds or something, I'm like, there's been a lot of people on these mats over the last few days.
Yeah.
So little barrier stuff, and then afterwards using one of the wipes, and then going back to the room and using my bar of soap, or they have gel too.
See, I didn't even know that.
Right?
I'm learning so much on this episode.
I am sad that you didn't know it because we have it in our display case here, but I'm so bad at promoting that kind of stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my real favorite product of Defense Soap is their salve.
Okay.
So, like, if you have any little dot of something and you're like, I don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. It can be any broken skin.
Okay.
And you're like, this could potentially turn into an infection if I'm like on the mat and, oh, you know, now I've lost that barrier, right? Mm-hmm. But just putting that salve on it, fantastic.
Okay.
So anytime I get any kind of cut or bite or anything like that, I'm putting a little defense salve on it.
Good to know.
Yeah. Great stocking stuff.
Jiu-jitsu and so much more.
And so much more.
Now I can function out in the world.
Okay. I have another company recommendation.
Okay.
So they also put up a booth at camp. They're not one of our sponsors. They're just, they have a booth there, but it's Vita Jiu-Jitsu Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they have such cute like stickers and patches.
Yes.
And
I love stickers.
I know, I do too. Stickers are great. Like, yeah, I love stickers. I've been trying to send out some birthday cards and such. And whenever I send out the birthday cards, I'm always including stickers because who doesn't want a sticker?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Random. I was watching this TikTok, which is how half of my conversations start. My other half start, I was listening to this podcast. But this girl does like a sticker club where she designs like 4 stickers a month and just mails them out to people.
That's cool.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
It's like, do we want a role model sticker club?
Maybe.
I think that'd be so cool.
That would be cool. We Tell have me. Really smart, artistic people.
We do. Too. We really do. Wouldn't that be so fun? We could have like showcase different artists at the gym and or just our role models like nationwide. Do you want to design a sticker for us and be part of the sticker club? I just think that'd be so fun. I also love like a blind grab bag type thing, right? Like, and that's what that feels like. The any kind of, you know, I used to have like Birchbox back in the day, or Ipsy, or you know, I love anything like that.
Well, and then another good stocking stuffer to put all of those stickers on would be a water bottle.
Ooh, yes. Yeah, a water bottle.
Or a jiu-jitsu notebook.
That's what I was going to say. Or a notebook. Because every time I get a sticker, I put it in that part of my notebook. So my notebook has become kind of a junk notebook and my jiu-jitsu notebook. Uh-huh. Because I'm going to be honest, I don't take a lot of notes anymore. Like, I do still take notes, right? Like, if we're learning from someone, you know, Rachel at camp, or like when we learn from Danielle next year at camp, and whoever else I haven't announced, it's in the works. I'll take notes then, but I don't take notes on a daily basis anymore. So I'm always sticking stickers in my jiu-jitsu notebook. Vita Jiu-Jitsu has one that I really like that is, I think it says like, let me show you how I gift wrap. And it's got like the belts. So Rister and I have the t-shirts of that they made. Nice. And then of course stickers and patches too.
Nice. Very good.
Love a good gift wrap.
Yeah. I hate being on the receiving end of that.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I'd be remiss to not, you know, mention, obviously we have rash guards and spats and shorts and singlets. Our singlets are a big seller.
I love a good singlet.
I do too. I really
do. It's a lifesaver for me.
I know. I know. I love my singlet. I said it like I have one, but I probably have
12. I love my 576 singlets.
I probably have 12, which is a good amount because I'm wearing one every morning and one every night.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's fair.
Exactly. But I love them. Not having to worry about my pants coming down or my rash guard riding up, especially if I'm wearing a non-role model rash guard, which I do sometimes, then it's more likely to ride up on me. So,
yeah.
And I've tried other singlets. I have not tried Alchemize's singlet yet. I hear they're fantastic, but ours, I think, are reasonably priced, and that can go a long way.
And I don't know. There's just this extra little sense of security.
Yes. Yep.
That I'm very grateful for my singlets.
Yes, absolutely. So I have to mention our stuff, obviously. So
obviously.
I would be a bad business owner if I didn't at least mention it.
Yeah. Tell me how good you are at marketing.
Exactly. Well, you didn't know we had all this defense soap. So really good. Really good at it. The thing is, you don't ever go down that side.
I don't. I come in, I go straight to the locker room and, you know, get into my singlet. and
exactly
get on my Fuji gi and my role model rash guard, and I'm ready for class.
Out on the mat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do have our sleigh days coming up, so yes, there will be some discounts on that. If you are not a part of my email list, you can shoot me a message and I'll be happy to give you the discount code. I think we're doing 25% off everything on the site.
Wow.
All the gear on the site.
Okay.
And then $75 off camp.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay, I have one more thing about camp and then I'll stop. If you are looking for like the perfect gift for your parent or your spouse or, you know, somebody that's like gonna give you a big gift, more than just a gi price, and you want to ask for camp, we have designed a package with a camp gift certificate. It'll also come with a rash guard and some other little goodies in there. I don't want to ruin all the surprises, mm-hmm, but that will be a product on our website Monday when the sleigh day sale kicks off.
Cool.
So Thanksgiving week, but you can ask your partner or whoever to purchase that for you, and then they'll have something to physically like wrap and give you for Christmas.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Thanks.
Look at that business and marketing coming in handy.
I will say this has been a big push from Risser. Risser's been wanting to do this as like a gift thing. So
she's smart.
Her brainchild. Yes, she is smart. She really is.
Yeah.
All right. Do we think of anything else we want to mention for good gifts?
I believe I see a journal.
Oh,
over
yeah.
There.
Oh, see this? And then it's a self-promoting podcast. Whatever. I'm half the podcast. I can self-promote.
Right. Hey, but if you want to make a podcast, call me.
Exactly. Exactly. You ready to start a podcast? Call Jen. This is the performance journal that I put together before camp this last year. It is meant to be in preparation for competitions. It gives you the opportunity to, you know, write down what you learned that day, but also talk about like, what's your goal for training? What did you drill? Who did you roll with? And what was the intensity level of each one?
Nice.
And then it's going to be some questions like, did you work your game plan? Did you eat? Like, did you set yourself up for success? Mm-hmm. And so you're like having to answer that each day.
And that sounds like accountability.
It does. It does. But yeah, we worked really hard on putting this together to help people prepare for competitions. So I've actually started using mine because I do plan to compete in January.
Nice.
So I've been starting to fill it out. And
do you have to write about your feelings in it?
You don't have to do anything, Jen. I mean, I do have like biggest success or highlight of the day.
Okay, that's okay. Good. That feels good.
Or things I learned today that can help me. Okay.
So. See, that's a good way to phrase that.
Yeah.
Because I would call it something different.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. See, you would call it ways you effed up. Right. And I'm calling it things that you learned that can help you. Improve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you're the coach.
There's also like some mental work in the back of here. So you could go through that if you wanted.
Cool.
A place for your game plan, a place for you to like schedule out what your training camp looks like, all of that. So they're nice. Only $15. They're on the website.
Perfect.
Yeah. Thanks.
That looks like it would fit in a stocking.
I think it would.
I think it would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it could be just a wrapped gift under the tree.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It could be either way. I think that's a pretty solid ideas to get
yeah.
people started. If you have somebody in your life, I all the time have moms call me, legit, like grown humans, moms call me and say, what should I get John for Christmas? Or,
nice.
You know, will you pick something out for him and I'll come pick it up? Like that happens a lot.
I love that.
I love it too. It's so cute. But yeah, if you want your parent or spouse or whoever to call me or, you know, message me, they're welcome to. I will help guide them. But also share this podcast with them. Be like, hey, hint, hint, there are some really good ideas on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. What else is coming up?
Well, we have Costa Rica coming up. I'm so excited. One of our new girls last night was saying that she might come. So
nice.
Every new person that's coming, I get so excited. Our friend Kate was registering when I talked to her yesterday. So yeah, Costa Rica is coming up February 8th through the 13th. You do not register on our website for that. It is herobjj.com It's like slash retreat slash roll, I think. But we have 3 women black belts teaching at that and 1 man. Nice. Ray and Rachel and then Rissa and I.
Nice.
It's going to be really fun. It will basically train in the morning and then frolic all day. There's some really fun markets, great places to eat. The beach is in walking distance. It's all fantastic. So if you want more information about that, please let me know.
And that one is co-ed.
It is co-ed. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So after that, we have our passing camp. Passing camp will be April 24th through the 26th. And that is one of the camps that will go on sale next week. Discount. It's up for sale now, but it'll be on sale next week.
Nice.
We're doing $75 off that camp, which is makes it basically half price.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our Indy Base Camp, July 10th through the 12th in Indianapolis. That's our big women's only camp. Still at this point, the largest women's only camp in the world. And we're looking to finalize everything with 1 new instructor. And the moment I get it finalized, I'll announce it because I'm so excited.
Now I'm excited.
I know.
All right, friends, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you
on the mat.
Beauty and the Gi is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company
and brought to you by Role Model Grappling.